This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with a terrible twosome of
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've been asking you guys whether or not you'd like to live to 100 years old, if it were possible, if you were healthy enough, if you were wealthy enough. Let's move over to the tweets first and pick up from there.
Yeah, so first of all, we've got Henry Wong. Hey, fellow Wong, represent, who says, would I like to live to 100? I will when I see a 93-year-old keep to a punishing travel work schedule, cross time zones, and come back to continue working. Oh, wait.
Mm. Who's he talking about?
I wonder.
We just don't know. Mm. But then we also have a Navita Sri Shankar who says, wouldn't want to live up to 100 because there wouldn't be much to live for, / bodily capacity would be much reduced. But up to whatever age I live up to, I'd like to live a quality life and afford quality health care for that purpose. I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Over to WhatsApp.
Yeah, so this comes from Anderson, who says that I would love to live till 100 or as long as possible, but not to a point to be a burden to my children and my family. There's also one from Kam, who says that I would certainly like to live to be 100 years and maybe more, as I've taken a bet with my dear wife, who has grave doubts that I can complete reading the 500 or so books that I have downloaded so far. And John Grisham is certainly not making things easier with what coming out with a new book every October.
Wow. Mm. Over to Insta Story, Farudin Najmuddin has said, yes, because there's still much to see, hear, and feel in this world. Syed Mohammed has said, yes, then I can see my great-grandchildren. There's a few more coming through. But, you know, if you want a feedback, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. I also posted it as a poll on my personal Instagram account just to see what people would say. You know, would you like to live to 100 years old? And so far, respondents have said 78% of them would say yes.
Mm.
Interesting. My folks like to be old. That doesn't mean much, does it? Kind of figures, right? Yeah. Okay, so moving on to our second story of the day. I thought I'd give you all a cheap laugh. Burger King. Tell me about this, Chris. Really funny story.
Okay, so what I'm going to start off with is a bit more context. So if you have ever seen a sentence kind of like the following. I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 episodes or hours of so-and-so and then asked it to write a script of its own. Here's the first page. Have you ever seen a sentence like that pop up in social media? Usually it's on Twitter. This is a whole meme. It's called the I Forced a Bot meme, and it started in December 2017. And basically, it's a series of social media posts where the author claims to have developed an AI that generates nonsensical versions of popular culture after ingesting roughly like 1,000 hours episodes of the content. But in a very funny twist that's happened now, Burger King has decided to use that for its marketing campaign to create AI-written ads, of which we have an example of today.
The chicken crossed the road to become a sandwich. Burger King encouraged the chicken. Made with white meat chicken. Bed of lettuce for you to sleep on. Bed of mayonnaise for extra sleep. The chicken sandwich from Burger King tastes like bird. BK logo appears.
What on earth was that?
Tastes like bird. It's the best.
Burglar King.
Burglar King. Okay, so basically the point is that that ad, as well as five others like it, are currently up on YouTube. And the idea behind it is that the ad was written by an AI
right.
Because it's completely nonsensical and talks about sleeping on mayonnaise. However, in a very fascinating twist with this meme, with this force about meme and with these ads, it's not an AI. Human people actually wrote all of this. So it turns out that basically Burger King actually hired actual copywriters from an ad agency called David Miami, and they worked on the scripts for these ad campaigns.
I think I've found some copywriters like that before, but not for this intention.
Yeah.
You know, we've had some ads previously that have turned up and we've gone, what is this?
Yeah,
right?
Like, what is so fascinating about it is that it's been a source of entertainment for, you know, about half a year now, since like December 2017. And most of these bot-created quote-unquote scripts and stuff from this meme are not bot created. They are created by humans. For example, on June 13th, a Twitter user at Janelle C. Shane tweeted that most posted bot-generated posts were fake in response to a supposedly bot-written Olive Garden commercial script. And she wrote, a lot of these I forced a bot to watch X posts are almost certainly 100% human-written with no bot involved. Here's how you can tell. First of all, neural nets learn by example. If you show it 1,000 hours of video, you'll get video out, not a script with stage directions. Notice that the script also has the same main characters and scenarios the entire way through, like the Burger King ad that we just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
an actual neural net story will tend to meander dreamlike because it forgets what it was doing. Neural nets also have trouble constructing complex sentences unless its data contains lots of examples of that particular type. As fun as a Burger King ad is, it is not AI created. But that leads me to the question of, why do we find this so funny?
Mm.
You know, because I watched all six of these ads and I was laughing my head off outside the studio earlier. And I still love the fact that it tastes like bird is the most genius thing I've ever heard. But why am I so entertained by it? I have no idea why.
I think it's because of what you said, because it makes no sense. So actually ties in with the fun story that we're doing. If you read that one, I mean, we'll go
get
on
to
that,
like
get to it later. But it's about, you know, focusing more on stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like you have to pay attention a bit more to see what they're saying. I think that's why it sells, and also because it's the way it speaks is funny.
Yeah,
right. So I don't know if you've come across this. If you are subscribed to Reddit, mm-hmm. there is a subreddit called Subreddit Simulator. Have you come across this?
Oh, yes, I have.
And this is very, very similar. Mm. You know, and a lot of these headlines, they basically take a meme and re-kind of imagine it using a different headline. Mm. So some of the headlines is, don't mind the moth. Here's one of your human not paying attention to me, the fetching dog. employee gives 2-year-old can't fight fire because of a comment about a monkey picking someone's pocket. You know, it's just nonsensical words thrown together that kind of, but don't really make sense.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I've often found stuff like this just funny because the mangling of the English language, I think, is brilliant.
Yeah, and also, I mean, honestly, just props to the copywriters for this Burger King ad because it's nonsensical enough that it's funny,
right.
but it still makes sense and gets the idea across.
Right.
Taste Like Bird is the best ad copy for a chicken burger I've ever heard because it does taste like bird.
Right.
You know, like it's just great. So, you know, I really am entertained by the fact that, you know, with all these fears about the robot revolution and people and automation and you know, technology taking over people's jobs, we're entertained by people whose job it is to pretend to be bots in the first place.
Good point. Right. Any more messages regarding the 100-year-old people?
We do. So this comes from Kavin, who says that definitely would want to live to 100. Most of us live the early years of our lives a little rushed, chasing careers, earning money to buy properties without exploring our interests and passions. A longer lifespan allows this. Marriage, starting a career, slogging to buy properties and stuff can be delayed and you'd have more time to experience things.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say life begins at 40, right?
Yeah.
You two are missing out, I'm telling you.
I know.
Yeah. Basically a fetus.
Yeah, you're basically a fetus. You said that, not me. And any more over on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a boon here. It says, when you ask if you could, it would depend on many things. Would you be senile? Or would you still be capable to move around? What's the quality of life if one were to live to 100? That's the key to my answer.
Well, let's assume you're not senile, and let's assume that you can move around. You know, Boone, let us know then, you know, if you're healthy and wealthy enough, as we said, let us know what you think. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music. We've got the Rolling Stones with Jumpin' Jack Flash coming up. When we come back, all about a new font that promises to boost your memory. Another little silly fun Friday story. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.